today's reading, we heard a reading, or we heard saw a Bible passage that was given us, a bit of context for this story on the screen. But earlier on, we had a memory verse. I wonder if you might be able to remember it already. Could we have it up on the screen again, Olivia, just in case we can't quite remember it? Shall we say again? Jesus said, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." So Jesus wasn't just saying, "Jesus says, so do it." He was saying, "Jesus does." Jesus does, and we can join in with it. As Jesus says, love one another, so he enables us to love one another by the Spirit that he gives us. And in the video that we saw here, he showed us a way in which love was expressed in him. So we're going to play a game of Jesus says, and we're going to use the same rules. So when I say Jesus says, we're going to join in, okay? Great. Can we have the Matthew passage on the screen? We saw the passage from Mark's gospel. This is how Matthew's gospel tells it. So look out for the Jesus says, or the Jesus does. It's slide number six. There we go. Right. So the first Jesus says, or the first Jesus does, is Jesus got up. Awesome. You guys, you're getting to be expert. Jesus got up and went. Now, went looks purpose. It's a purposeful walking. Jesus got up and went. And so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who'd been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be healed." So this lady had this medical condition for 12 years. And in those days, not only would that have made her feel really poorly and really unwell for 12 years, but if she'd been bleeding for 12 years, she'd have been excluded by her community. People would have distanced themselves from her because she was unclean. People would have ignored her and rejected her. So imagine that kind of loneliness. But let's see the first thing that Jesus says. So Jesus says, walk purposefully. And then the next verse says, Jesus turned. Jesus turned. Very good. Jesus turned. You can sit down for a moment. Because this is a really loving thing that Jesus does. And we've got some excellent turning going on here. Jesus turned. How do we love one another? How does Jesus say turn? Jesus says, sit down, Donny. You're all right. The first thing that Jesus invites us to do is to turn. And in our busy, busy lives, we can be very set on our purposeful ways. We can be looking down at our phones. We can be busy with our friends in the playground. We can be busy with what we're doing. And maybe the very first way that Jesus shows us how to love is to say, Jesus turned. Jesus turned. And let's see the next thing that Jesus did. Jesus turned and saw her. Jesus sees. Jesus sees. This is how love is expressed by Jesus. Jesus turned and saw this woman. This woman who'd been ignored. This woman who'd been rejected. How can we express that love to turn and see one another? I'm just going to invite you to stand up again if you're able. Jenny says stand up. Can I just invite you to turn and maybe you can make eye contact with somebody, maybe you can shake them by the hand, maybe you can just give them a wave, maybe you can express a hello to them in some way which is appropriate to you. Let's see, let's get involved, let's notice. Great. Jesus says sit down again. So the first thing that Jesus does to express love is to turn and to see. So we can express Jesus' love by turning and seeing and noticing one another. And maybe particularly those people who are excluded or aren't welcomed. Those people who are alone. Those people who are lonely. Hello. I'm turning and seeing. So Jesus turned and saw her. And then he did something else. Jesus said to her, "Take heart, daughter." Jesus says, "Take heart." I'm making a sign of a heart with my hands. Wonder if anyone else can do this. "Take heart, my daughter. Take heart." Those are really encouraging words, aren't they? Take heart. He gives a word of encouragement to somebody. So Jesus turns, Jesus sees, and Jesus encourages. And that's a way that we can be like Jesus. We can give words that encourage and build up. Hello. Hi. We can give words that encourage and build up. In every encounter that we have in our lives, we can think, is this an encounter that's going to bless and build up and encourage this person? Are they going to go away with a bigger heart because of this encounter that I've had with them? Maybe you could just turn to somebody near you and have a think. How can you encourage somebody in your playground, in your workplace, in your neighbourhood? Just brainstorm a few ideas. How can I help somebody have a bigger heart? How can I say to somebody, be encouraged, take courage, take heart? Have a little brainstorm with the person next to you to think about, what might that look like in my life? Alrighty, Chris, I'm going to move to the handheld mic. Chris, it's so engaged in conversation. I'm just going to move to the handheld mic to see we're encouragement experts in this community. So I wonder if anybody's got any ideas about how they can encourage, how we can encourage one another in our daily lives. And it can be a simple thing. Has anyone got any ideas they'd like to share with everybody about how we can share encouragement? Great, thank you, Mark. You could do the garden. Fantastic. Yeah, you can help people with practical tasks. That's an encouragement, isn't it? Fantastic. Has anyone else got any ideas about how we encourage people, how we build them up? Yeah, Abigail.
Words of encouragement.
Yeah, so we can speak words which build up, which build people up, which build their courage, which build their sense of who they are. Yeah.
If you mean encourage people to be kinder, then I've found it's only done in when you chat to somebody and the example that they set might encourage me to do things differently or the other way around.
Yeah, those are like a kind of a shared encouragement in conversation and getting to know each other. Brilliant. Has anyone else got anything more to share? You can share more later on. Okay, I'm going to go back to this clip mic again. One of the ways that I noticed that Jesus encouraged this woman is he says, "Take heart, daughter." So this is a woman who's been rejected for years and years and years, and he gives her an identity which is about family and is about connection. He says, "Take heart, you're a daughter. You're connected. You're part of something. You're included." And we can do that with our words, and we can do that with the names and the names that we remember, and we can do that with our invitation. We can do that with inviting people to be alongside us. Take heart, daughter, Jesus says. So Jesus turned, Jesus saw, Jesus encouraged, and then Jesus said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed at that moment. So Jesus speaks healing. And this is something else that we can do as we're following Jesus. We can turn, we can see, we can encourage. And through us, we can speak healing. We can speak the healing of Jesus over people and know that in Jesus' love and his fullness and with his Holy Spirit living in us, he works healing for us today. Sometimes we're nervous about praying for healing, and sometimes that feels a scary thing to do, but with the Spirit of Jesus living in us, he gives us all the ability to do that. With the Holy Spirit of Jesus, we can do as Jesus does. Okay, we're going to remember these four things again together. So let's have a final memory. Jesus says, turn. Great. Jesus says, see. Jesus says, encourage, take heart. And Jesus says, heal. You can stretch out a hand in a kind of a blessing way. Jesus says, heal. This is the Spirit of God that God has put in every one of us, and we can do every one of those things.